Fearful of wasting any time, I simply straddled the spar to which the sail's top edge was lashed and backed out toward its end, hacking away at each piece of rope as I came upon it. Fortunately, the lines were so taut and the blade so sharp, I hardly had to cut. The moment I touched a rope with the knife's edge, strands flew apart as if exploding. With each rope I cut, the sail blew out more freely, flapping in such frenzy it began to shred into tiny strands that I could no longer distinguish from the streaking rain. Bit by bit I moved along, cutting as I went, until I reached the spar's furthest end. There I had to make another decision. Should I cut the lines that held the spar itself? What would happen if I did so? If I did not? I looked about in the vain hope that another of the crew might be near. To my surprise, I did see the shadowy form of someone above, but who he was I couldn't tell. In any case, he was climbing farther up the mast than I. I decided not to cut more lines. Someone else could do so if that's what needed to be done. My job was to cut away the rest of the sail, which meant going back the way I'd come and proceeding out along the spar toward the opposite end. The spar, however, with its lopsided weight and me at one end, was swinging and lurching about so wildly I feared it might break free and drop with me on it. I had to get back to the mast. But the foot ropes were gone. In my wild hacking, I'd cut them free too. I would have to drag myself along. With the knife again clamped between my teeth, arms tightly locked around the spar, I flung myself down and tried to slide forward. But at the next lurch of the spar, my legs slipped away. The knife fell from my mouth. In a small part of a second, I was now dangling, legs down, facing away from the mast, about to drop into the wildest scene imaginable. I had no choice. I now had to clamber, hand over hand and backward, toward the mast. But as much as I tried for speed, I could move only in tiny increments. The wind and rain, as well as the tossing motion of the ship, kept impeding me. I was dangling in the hurricane winds, twisting. Over my shoulder, I could see that the mast was not far out of reach. But then my arms began to cramp. "Help!" I screamed. "Help me!" One hand lost its grip. 4 feet from the mast, I tried to swing myself back in the vain hope of grasping the mast with my legs. The attempt only weakened my hold more. I was certain I was going to drop. "Help!" I screamed into the wind. Suddenly, a figure appeared on the spar.
"Charlotte," I heard, "take my hand."
And indeed, a hand was thrust toward my face. I reached for it frantically, grabbed it, clung to it as it clung to me, its fingers encircling my wrist in an iron grip. For a moment I was hanging by that one hand. Then I was yanked upward onto the spar so I could get my legs around it and locked. Gasping for breath, I glanced up at the figure who was now scrambling away. It was Zachariah.